What you are just seeing is the promise of the Father that he, the Lord, has given to his people. That was what Peter told them after they came down from the upper room. And this experience will never cease in your life in the name of Jesus. Okay, let us quickly, thank you. Let us quickly stand up with our Bible. Hallelujah. Let us take our test. Just very brief exhortation. Very, very brief one. As the Lord will help us. Please, I'm still waiting for us to be on our feet. Open to the book of John, chapter 14, verse 17. After that, we will read Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20. We will sit down and we will dine. Hallelujah. The book of John 16, verse 17. John 14, verse 17. Are we there? Okay. He said, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Let us pray. Our Father and our good God, we thank you greatly this afternoon. Thank you for that which you've begun in our life. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gifts. We thank you for the fruits. We say, Jehovah, let this continue to flow in our life like rivers of living water. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. You can be seated in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, last week, seeing that we just came out from 21 days program of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we see the power of God moving so greatly in the midst of his people, I exhorted us last Friday. On Friday, if you weren't here, please try to get the sermon of Friday. I said, after the baptism of the Holy Spirit that we receive, and I said, what next? And I placed in brackets, the next thing after we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the fullness of life in the Spirit. And that is what you see displaying here as the praise and worship was going on. We, after receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we now have to live or learn to live the fullness of life here on earth in the Spirit. When we get that, that is how we can keep the fire burning. To keep the fire you've received in this Holy Ghost baptism that just concluded, there is need for you to live in the fullness of life in the Spirit. And in line with that, I want to look at another topic as a build up. What next? Now, in brackets, now that he is in you. And speaking on what I'm titling, what next, after you've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but in brackets now, that he is in you, what next? The book of Revelation that we read, Jesus Christ there is saying that he stands at the door for our hearts and he's knocking. If any man hears his voice and open, he will now come in and begin to partner and begin to have fellowship with such a one. And that has been our experience for years. Jesus has been at the door of our heart knocking for years. some for 20 years, some for 30 years, some for 40 years. Patiently, he was patiently knocking at the door of our heart, some even for 50 years. We saw Papa, the Papa that came from White Garment Church, his own was for 82 years. Jesus was still there knocking at the heart of Papa for 82 years. It was at his 82nd birthday that Papa opened up to Jesus to come in. Please put your hands together for this patient call. Now that he gave me that John we read, John 14 verse 17, we just read, leave it there. He had been at the door of that heart knocking for years. He said, for the last sentence, he said, for he dwelleth with you. He dwelleth with you, with you. What was he doing when he was with you? He was knocking, telling you that there is danger to come, giving you every reasons to believe in him. And immediately you opened the next verse and he entered inside of you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now that he is inside of you now, he's no longer outside. He is now living inside of you. Say, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Now that he is now living in you, what next? You see, when we look at, let me have Ephesians chapter 2, give me 1 to 4. Let us just take a flash of what we used to be before he entered inside of us so that we can appreciate grace. And he said, and you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Verse 2. Wherein in time past, when he was knocking, you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit. It was a spirit that was stopping us, that was hardening our heart for these years, not to allow him in. He said, the spirit that now, that spirit is no longer in us. And this spirit now is walking in the children of disobedience. Verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love for you and I, wherewith he loved us, he entered inside of us. Immediately we opened the door. As many that have opened the door for the Spirit to come in, put your hands together for yourself. I want us to discuss, like on Friday I said, I'm not preaching evangelical message. I am talking to internal being. This is family meeting. I want to speak to those who have received the Holy Spirit. Another time we will talk about evangelical messages, but let us talk as family. What next to keep this fire burning? After you've received the Holy Spirit, what next? Now, when you look at a football team, for example, Nigeria and Argentina, they finish all the primaries and they finally come to final. Nigeria and Argentina wants to play. The coach, what again is the coach telling them in the dressing room? The coach is now telling them what to do in order to get that trophy. Now that you have come to the final to play with Messi, coach will be telling them, when Messi, you see Messi, when he takes that ball and bring it to the right, forget it. That man is a natural leg footer. He wants to use that to deceive you. When he draws you out, don't follow him. He wants to bring you out from the 18 so that when the ball comes, he will score. That is what we are doing now on how to keep us moving in the fire that we've received. The Bible says in In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, he says something there. He said, the carnal man, he said, but the natural man cannot receive, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually designed. Now, it is supposed that the spiritual man ought to know the things of the Spirit. As one that is now a national of heaven, when Nigeria grants her citizenship to a foreigner, they also give the constitution to that foreigner to know the ethics of the country, things to do and things not to do. Now that you are a citizen of heaven, I want us to look at the things of the Spirit now that the Spirit is living in you. When you look at that, the things of the Spirit, the things of the Spirit are broken in two forms. The things of the Spirit, they are broken in two forms. You have the fruits of the Spirit that every believer ought to have after you have received that Spirit. You also, there is another thing in that things of the Spirit that is called the gifts of the Spirit. So the things of the Spirit is made up of the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. And that is where we need to be living and to be dwelling. When you look at the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, he began to itemize the fruits of the Spirit that every believer that wants to keep the fire burning must live by. For this fire you've received to keep burning, there are items Apostle Paul has given us in that Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 downward. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit. I said the fruit of the Spirit is one of the things of the Spirit. He said the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. Immediately you are born again, unconditional love for your brother and your sister will begin to flow naturally. You don't even need to propel it. It begins to flow from the inside. That is one evidence that you've received the Holy Spirit. You will begin to have joy in the inside. Let me have it. You begin to have peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness. These are the list of things you ought to look out for now that he is living in you. To keep the fire burning, these fruits of the Spirit must be found in your mortal body. Somebody shout hallelujah. That is why when you look back where you are coming from and you see that you've received the Holy Spirit and you will turn back with this joy, peace and long suffering that is in you, when you are going, you are smiling. People will be asking, what is happening? Then you will sing back to them. You ask me why I'm happy, so I just tell you why. Because my sins are gone, and when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, hey, my sins are gone. Sad woman, they will begin to see the fruit of the Spirit begin to radiate in your life, and they begin to ask, was this not the man I used to know? And you come back and begin to sing this song to them that you have met with the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved of God, when you begin to live in the fullness of the Spirit, allowing the Spirit to take leadership is one of the best life anyone can desire. It's a life that is stress-free, a life that is worry-free. When fire is burning, you are smiling. They say, is this man a madman? Because you know you are connected to the supernatural rather than the physical. I am giving you this life for you to enjoy the fullness of the Spirit that you've received. On Friday, I talked about the disciples, what they started doing immediately they received the Holy Spirit. And I brought it out in that book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42. And we saw immediately they received the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, and they continued. This is a member or a group of 3,000 people that they are the first after the apostles to receive the Holy Spirit. This group, 3,000 people. Immediately they received the Holy Spirit. The Bible said, they continued in the steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Now, as a believer, what type of prayer you ought to begin to pray now that the Spirit is dwelling in you? It's no longer any type of prayer. There is a prayer you ought to begin to pray now that the Spirit, the first prayer, that is your paramount prayer when you stand up now that the Spirit in you to keep the fire burning. Let's see that in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Give me from verse, Ephesians 1, give me from verse 13. The book of Ephesians. Give me from verse 13. He said, in whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in the whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Pastor Lumide was talking about being sealed. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you've received that seal in his teaching. So Apostle Paul is affirming that you have been sealed by the power of that Spirit you've received. Go ahead. You are sealed until the day of redemption. When something is sealed, it's sealed and sealed forever. It's sealed and the key is taken over. He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. So your sealing can never be unsealed until that day of redemption. And that day of redemption is in two ways. The day of redemption is either through your resurrection after you sleep on earth or through the rapture. Hallelujah. The day of redemption, nothing can lose you until that day of redemption. And that day is in two ways, either through the grave or through the rapture. Either way, you are going to meet the one that have sealed you with the Holy Spirit. Put your hands together for the Lord. I love that gospel. Go ahead, let me continue that reading. He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Verse 15. Wherefore I also, take note, Paul was writing this letter from the prison. Paul, this time, was in Roman prison while he wrote this letter, gave it to the hand of Tychicus and sent it to the church in Ephesus. Now, you can see the heart of Paul writing from the prison to the church in Ephesus. He said, wherefore, I also, after I heard, there is what Tychicus told Paul in the prison that Paul heard that necessitated some of the statement Paul is going to make below. He said, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, that is to say they believe they've received the Holy Spirit, and when, like I said, when you receive the Holy Spirit, The love for the brethren and the saint is automatic because it's one of the evidence, it's one of the fruit that you've received the Holy Spirit. And since the conclusion of this program last week Sunday, your countenance, your relationship with the fellow brethren, if it has not changed, now you begin to question if you've received the Holy Spirit, because that love supposed to be automatic. You just see yourself loving your brother, loving your sister, you can't even stop it. You don't know what is pushing you. What is pushing you is that which is in the inside, because it is He who is now in the inside who is working in you for you not to be willing to do His bidding and to do His good pleasure. That is the Spirit. Go ahead with that verse. When Paul heard of their faith in the Lord Jesus, and he heard about their unconditional love for the brethren, for the church in Ephesus, now Paul burst into prayers. And this prayer is what every believer ought to begin to pray now that you've received the Holy Spirit. This prayer is the prayer everyone that you receive the Holy Spirit, that you continue to pray daily, is very, very important. What is the prayer? He said, since he heard about your faith and your love, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Let us see the prayer Paul was praying for them. The prayer that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and in the knowledge of Him. The prayer you ought to be praying after now is for the spirit of wisdom. When you need now, when you pray that prayer, the spirit of wisdom is you asking the Holy Spirit to take full leadership. The spirit of wisdom is the spirit of leadership. Wherever you lead, I will follow. When you need them to begin to pray, in asking for the spirit of that wisdom, is the spirit of leadership, that whatever decision you are taking is led by the Spirit. The book of Romans chapter 4, verse 14. Romans 4, verse 14. He said, for if they which are of the law be at the heads, faith is moved and the old. He said, they that are led by the Spirit. Romans 8, 14. Thank you. Give it to me. Romans 8, 14. Romans 8, 14. He said, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, the spirit of wisdom is for you to allow the leadership of the Spirit to continue to direct your affairs here on earth. It's for you to allow the entrance of the Lord to begin to detect how you move and how you do things. Before you speak, you consult the Spirit. Before you act, you consult the Spirit. Before you do things, you consult the Spirit for leadership. And in this consulting, the person by your side may not hear the conversation. That is when you begin to know you are maturing for the usage of the Lord. Why? Why you are doing this is because the life we are living now, we are living in expectation that we are all going to be rewarded of what we are doing here on earth. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. Let us see that. In order for you to be diligent and be serious with this life that you have received, because we are all, Apostle Paul says, for we all, this we now, are those that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We now are those that Jesus Christ is no longer by their side or with them, but is now living in them. We all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. we must all, we all seated here, beloved of God, we all, pastors, we appear, coordinators, we appear, ministers, we appear, we must all appear, everyone that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in this program, those who received last year and the years begun, we will all appear. Let me see that verse. If you know this of a truth, that you will appear before your master, you appear the one who has made you count, that is making you count. We appear before the one who had given you the Holy Spirit. Let me see that verse. Let me see that verse. He said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body after you have received the Holy Ghost. The things done in our body after Christ started living inside of us, according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. Beloved of God, knowing of a truth, that the words we speak after we've received the Holy Spirit is recorded in heaven. The Bible said, a song says, the word that we speak is recorded in heaven above. Oh, my friends, don't you cry, for the Lord is here to help you in all. A cheerful, willing heart. Those statements you make, knowing of a truth, those actions you've taken in time past and those you will be taking after now, I want you to know as a believer that they are all recorded in heaven. They are all in the chronicles of God, that we all must stand. We will stand to give accounts of what we are doing now after we've received the Holy Spirit. And that which we are doing also entails, how are we pushing the gospel of the Lord? And the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, give me verse 13 as I begin to round up. 1 Corinthians 3, from 13 downwards. 1 Corinthians 3, from verse 13. Oh, let me read from here. 1 Corinthians 3. He said, every man's work, now the man is talking, is the man that have received the Holy Ghost. If you are folding your hands now that you've received the Holy Spirit, look at what Paul is saying. He said, every man's work, man here and woman, it contains men and women, every man's work shall be made manifest. The things we are doing now after we've received the Holy Spirit, how we are helping the church to grow, how we are using our resources to finance or to propagate the gospel, secret one, how we are helping the brethren in order to afflow in the things of God. Apostle Paul says, every man's work, your own and my work, shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Verse 14. If any man's work abide, after your work has been tested, and your work abides, which he had built upon the foundation that is laid by the apostles, he shall receive a reward. That is what we are doing. What Paul is explaining here is telling us, now, when your work survives, your name is written for reward, and that reward will be given at the judgment seat of Christ. That is where he said, every one of us will appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that we can give account of the talents, the money, the gifts he, the Lord, has given us, so that we can give account of how we've traded with it after we've received the Holy Spirit. And when we stand there, they evaluate what you have done with your own gift. Everyone that have received the Holy Spirit, you have a gift in you. At least one. And that one you have is what you are going to account for at the judgment seat of Christ. At least that one. There are some of us that has are many. Pastor says he has almost the nine. The one he've not confirmed is speaking in tongue. So his own requirement is higher than my own. His own is higher than my own. So he's waiting. So some of us, we have more than one gift, and he, the Lord, will require how we've used it on that judgment seat of Christ. I am still reading verse 14. What next after you've received the Holy Spirit? He said, if any man walk abide, which he had built upon that foundation built by the apostles, he shall receive a reward. I need that reward. That is what I'm laboring for. That is what I'm striving for. I need that reward. He said, if any man's, verse 15, if any man's work shall be burned, because you were building with wood is flammable. When you put kerosene on wood, immediately. But I'm building with gold and strong stone, poor oil, poor flammable chemicals there, like it will never combust, it will never go down. So if you are building with wood, or you've been building with wood, it's now time to begin to change the type of material you've been using to build. And those who are building with wood are those who are spreading gossip, spreading a division among their believers. So they are the ones spreading malicious stories against the people of God. They are building with wood. Let me continue that. He said, if any man's work is born, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as one who is escaping from fire. Beloved of God, these are the things you ought or you need to do to keep the fire burning, not only here on earth, also because of the reward yonder. Because when the saints finally gets there, we will all assemble, we will see each other, we will congratulate each other. Oh, you are the one that preached that sermon that prepared me. When I finished hearing that sermon, I went home and I started thinking. We will congratulate each other. If that will be the case, what type of a man or a woman you ought to be? Bow down your heads as we pray. Talk to the Lord. Ask him to grant you the spirit. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom is the spirit of leadership. Is the spirit where you allow the spirit of God to take full charge, to control your affairs here on earth. Where you allow the spirit of God to lead you. Now that you have received the Holy Spirit, what next? The next thing is to ask for the spirit of wisdom. And that is the spirit of leadership. That is the spirit of telling the Lord, I am worthy, die. Use me as you like. Use me to do your good work. Use me wherever you are sending me. I want to go. That is what you ought to be praying now. Allowing to have his way. Yes, Father, we thank you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way in your spirit. Yes, I'm talking to eternal being. I'm not preaching a repentance, a sermon. I'm talking to those who have received the Holy Spirit. That you have to allow the Spirit to have his way in your mortal man in order to sustain that fire. As you pray, I decree the Lord will answer that prayer in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, can we quickly stand up with our offering? Our offering. Hallelujah.